This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Dr. Thomas Frieden, Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, came to CSIS on Wednesday, May 5th, 2010, to discuss the CDC's newly launched Global Health Center and offer reflections on the CSIS Commission on Smart Global Health Policy's final report.
There are lots of reasons to work in global health. There are our own security. We're all connected by the air we breathe. There is soft or smart power, and the fact that countries will think better of us if we help them live longer and healthier lives. There's a productive economy. We want trading partners, which are vibrant. But fundamentally, it's about what's right. Your report from CSIS on smart global health really got it right in terms of what's important to do, what's important to focus on, where are the areas where we can make the most difference. And I really congratulate you on the release of the report. It sets a high bar, and it's important that we all recognize that we can advance our own interests by investing strategically in global health. And one of the key areas is capacity development.
Dr. Frieden discussed the two major themes of the CDC's new Center for Global Health: to strengthen the use of data to manage programs, and to strengthen the governmental or public health systems of the nations we work with. He emphasized the importance of building capacity in partner countries to collect and make use of public health data.
Capacity development then feeds into global health security, a second key plot of our Center for Global Health, and also feeds into helping people live longer, healthier lives. We need to increase the number of trained epidemiologists to at least one per every 200,000 people around the world. There's been a lot of attention, and appropriately so, to the lack of doctors and nurses in developing countries, but you see almost nothing written about the lack of epidemiologists, the lack of public health specialists. And yet, public health is a best buy. By implementing public health programs, we can prevent many conditions and reduce the burden on the healthcare system.
Dr. Frieden stressed the need to stay focused on the rapid advancements in the fight against HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria, and the final stages of polio eradication. Dr. Frieden also pointed out that the chronic disease epidemics confront imminently the developing world as well, and called for decisive action.
In many developing countries, there are now twice as many deaths from non-communicable diseases and injuries as there are from infectious diseases. Even in sub-Saharan Africa, there are nearly as many NCD deaths as there are from communicable disease deaths. When we go to country speaking only of an infectious disease agenda, countries are very disappointed. They say, but what about what most people are dying from now? And there's a lot that we can do in non-communicable disease control. There are some real winnable battles. Tobacco control, implementation of the WHO Empower package of taxation, smoke-free workplaces, hard-hitting warnings, restrictions on advertising, and increasing tobacco taxes. You know, Uruguay has the best tobacco control program in the world. Why would that be? Anyone know? Their president is an oncologist.
More than anything, the CDC director made clear that we cannot slow our global health efforts and highlighted the ambitious goals of the Obama administration's Global Health Initiative.
There are ambitious targets to the Global Health Initiative: preventing 12 million new HIV infections, treating more than 4 million people, reducing under 5 mortality by more than a third, saving 3 million lives, reducing maternal mortality by a third, reducing TB by half, malaria by half, NTDs by half, preventing more than 50 million unintended pregnancies, and reducing child nutrition by 30%. These are measurable, ambitious targets. Working together, we can achieve them.
For more information or to watch the whole event, please visit www.smartglobalhealth.org.